This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا داعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فأما بعد فقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My brothers, sisters, elders, this is the third in the series of khutab on the position of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Islam. It is critical to understand this. It is critical to believe this because this is the fundamental part of our aqidah. This is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Without this, there is no Islam. All knowledge begins with adab, an attitude of respect for knowledge and everything and everyone related to it. Adab is like the preparation of the soil for planting. Without preparation, the best seed will perish. So also with knowledge, especially the knowledge of Islam. Without adab, we may get the words, but we will never get the nur, the light, the transformation, the meaning, and the possibility of changing our lives. This will never happen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set the rules of behavior with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam very strictly. In Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لا تقدموا بين يدي الله ورسوله واتقوا الله إن الله سميع عليم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. Allah said, which means, O believers, do not go ahead of Allah and His Rasul. Do not step in front of, don't take a step ahead of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surely Allah is all hearing and all knowing. O believers, do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nor speak to him loudly as you speak to one another, or your deeds will be wiped out, will be null and void while you are not even aware. In our context, since Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is physically not with us, this means that in any matter we refer to the Quran and Sunnah for a ruling. And when we come across a text, we don't contradict it with our opinions, but accept the text with full submission. It means that we do not disregard or ignore what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam may have decreed, and don't use our own desires to contradict that. That is the meaning of raising your voice over the voice of the Rasul alayhi salam and putting yourself ahead of Allah and His Rasul. The punishment for that is complete wiping out of all deeds. Now imagine how terrible That would be, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. We spend our whole life doing all kinds of good deeds and act of worship and so on and charity, but because of loose talk and disrespect towards Rasulullah, it is all wiped out and we have nothing when we meet Allah. Ya'udhu billah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this. And that is why in Farsi the poet said, Ba Khuda Diwana Basho Ba Muhammad Hoshiyar. He said, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can say whatever you want, but with Rasulullah, be very careful. In our so-called worldly matters, where we feel free to decide whichever way it suits us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically commands us to refer back to the Qur'an and Sunnah if we have a dispute. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasulah wa ulil amri minkum, فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. Allah did not say رُدُّوهُ إِلَى كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Allah said رُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. O believers, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. If you disagree on anything, then refer it to Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you truly believe in Allah and the last day, this is the best and fairest solution. This is one of the many ayat which remind us that this life is a preparation for the akhirah. It shows that no aspect of our lives is outside the purview of Islam, and that everything that we say or do has the potential to take us to Jannah, provided we do it as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it. And that is the reason for the importance of studying the seerah. The big danger is that when we are tempted to say, in my opinion, when we are faced with an ayah of the Quran or a sahih hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if that happens, make istighfar and seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's protection from shaitan. Because in my opinion is the door to disaster. There is no place for any contradictory personal opinion when we have a text, the Quran and the Sunnah. That is the fundamental rule in Islam. I advise myself and you to be very careful with our language. We enter this deen by saying some words. It is equally easy to leave the religion if we say the wrong words. So let's think and weigh our language and our words before we speak. Ask yourself why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasized the messengership of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much and so many times. If he was merely, na'udhu billahi min dhalik, a postman, as some people like to say. Let me assure you that to show the slightest disrespect to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by using terms that are not suited to his exalted rank, or to make fun of him or criticize him or denigrate his importance, is not only a sign of gross ignorance, but kufr, and takes one out of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَقُودُ وَنَلْعَبْ قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ إِنْ نَعْفُ عَنْ طَائِفَةٍ مِّنْكُمْ نُعَذِّبْ طَائِفَةً بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا مُجْرِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, if you question them, that means people who are making fun of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, making fun of the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and so on and so forth, right? We make all kinds of ashar. Jannat ki haqeeqat humne dekha hai, khayal dil ko khush rakhne ke liye khayal acha hai, huh? Please, be very careful. Allah is saying, if you question them, they will certainly say, we were only joking. We were talking idly. We were not serious. Allah says, say to them, was it Allah and His ayat, His revelations, and His messenger that you were ridiculing, you were making fun of? Allah says, make no excuses. You have committed kufr. You have lost faith after you had believed. If we pardon a group of you, we will punish others for their wickedness. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Fama ba'du, wa qala ta'ala, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidun Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidun Majid. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us about people who ridicule Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger and warned us not to be in their company. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَهُ بِهَا فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ Do not sit with them. حَتَّى يَقُودُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ Until they change the topic. إِنَّكُمْ إِذَمْ مِثْلُهُمْ If you don't do that, you will be counted with them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَعْمِعُ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْكَافِرِينَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ جَمِيعًا Allah said, He has already revealed to you, Jalla Jalaluhu, in the book, that when you hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ayat, His revelations being denied or ridiculed, then do not sit in that company unless they engage in a different topic, or else you will be like them. Surely Allah will gather the hypocrites and disbelievers all together in Jahannam. Just reflect on why is Allah using the term hypocrites and disbelievers when He is talking about people who are making fun of the ayat of Allah. To those who want to separate the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Allah and say that they accept the Quran but do not accept ayat in the Quran which emphasize the importance of following the Sunnah and obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَيَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْدٍ وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْدٍ وَيُرِيدُونَ أَنْ يَتَّخِذُوا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقَّهُ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, surely those who deny Allah and His messengers and wish to make a distinction between Allah and His messengers, saying, we believe in some and we disbelieve in others, desiring to forge a compromise, they are indeed the true disbelievers. And we have prepared for the disbelievers a humiliating punishment. Allahumma may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam to be the last and final messenger and the seal of the prophets. For those who love and respect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and are keen to obey and follow him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised great goodness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيَّ الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْحَاهُمْ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثَ وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون قل يا أيها الناس إني رسول الله إليكم جميعا الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض لا إله إلا هو يحيي ويميت فآمنوا بالله ورسوله النبي الأمي الذي يؤمنون بالله وكلماته واتبعه لعلكم تهتدون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Araf, they are the ones who follow the messenger, the unlettered prophet whose description they find in the Torah and Injil. He commands them to do good and forbids them from evil, permits them what is lawful and forbids them what is impure, and relieves them from their burdens and the shackles that bind them. Only those who believe in Him, honor and support Him, and follow the light sent to Him will be successful. Who is this Him? Allah says, those who believe in Him. This is the differentiation. Even the non-Muslim knows, if you say, who is the messenger of Allah for Islam, they will say Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do you believe in Him? No. Believing in the Rasul. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, only those who believe in Him, honor Him, support Him, and follow the light, which is the Kalam of Allah, which is the Quran, sent down to Him, will be successful. Allah is defining specific behaviors. You have to honor Him, you have to support Him. Meaning what? You support His work of the deen. You have to believe in the Kalam of Allah. You have to follow the Kalam of Allah. And Allah says, say, O Prophet, O humanity, I am Allah's messenger to you all. To Him alone belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. There is no God worthy of worship except Him. He gives life and causes death. So believe in Allah and His messenger, the unlettered prophet who believes in Allah and His revelations, and follow Him so you may be guided. Now, brothers and sisters, today the root of our problem lies in not following the Quran and Sunnah. The Quran orders us to follow the Sunnah because the Sunnah explains the Quran. When we don't do this, we lose confidence in our deen and run around fearfully apologetic, trying to be what we are not. Those who lose their identity are left with nothing because they lost what they had, and what others have can never be theirs, no matter how much they pretend. To be confident in your own identity and to meet others in their identities respectfully and with understanding is the secret of effective relationships. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored us by connecting our identity to the blessed and exalted identity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to understand this and uphold it and be called by it when we meet Him Jalla Jalaluhu. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كل لا إله إلا أنت. We make special dua especially for our brothers and sisters in Palestine, especially in Rafah. Subhanallah, it is become, I don't even know how to say it and what to say. So, you know what I'm talking about. As we are speaking, there are people who are dying. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika nastaghith. Aslih lana sha'nana kulla la ilaha illa ant. Ya ibadallah, rahimakumullah. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsan wa ita'i zil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi. Ya'izukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkurullaha yadhkurkum. عُدُوا يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ.